Hey there, if you're thinking about getting out there on the road with the big rigs and driving a rig, an RV, or even a bus, then have we got great news for you.
Southwest Truck Driver Training can get you trained and rolling in as little as 4 weeks. They offer lifetime job placement support. They have special military programs, a financial aid program, including grant applications, and so much more to offer you.
Plus, they are family owned business right here in the Southwest. They have world-class training for Class A and B CDLs, hazmat endorsement training, RV training, and of course a refresher course if you need one. And did we mention they have three locations, which are Phoenix, Tucson, and North Las Vegas?
So we don't know why you're sitting there channel surfing on a TV when you could be learning to drive and roll down the road to earning a great living today.
Go to their website, SWTDT.com, to learn more about Southwest Truck Driver Training to shift your career into high gear.
Tell them you heard about them on the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show. We love them. You will too.
Brick 19 for radio check.
18 Wheel Talk.
Welcome to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
We're a podcast for truckers, about truckers, by truckers.
Coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success.
Fueling them with knowledge and passion for trucking.
Navigating the industry one mile at a time.
Spark the revolution.
La, 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 la. Nope.
At least my manicure looks good.
Makeup's not coming in?
Nope. How come you're clearer than I am? I'm grainy. Do you see it?
Yeah, difference in computers. Why don't you go and go up on your thing and make sure it's clean? Nope, that made you fuzzier. No, I'm kidding.
I think it's the lighting.
I don't think so. I think it's probably the quality of the camera. I don't know what to tell you.
That better? Nope.
Oh my God, is that a pimple?
No.
I was kidding. If you think you need to open the curtain, go ahead and open it.
No, it's fine. I was trying to see about the glare on my glasses. That's what I was actually trying to avoid.
Just lean your head back like this.
No, I don't want looking up my nose.
All right. I'm going to throw up now.
It's just going to have a glare now.
It's just going to have a glare. Just deal with it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you hear that or take your damn glasses off?
Nope.
Oh, hell no. Do you see a glare in my eyes?
You're gonna. It's gonna be black. Are we recording yet?
Of course.
Of course we are. So what are we talking about?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Make the world go away.
Oh, here we go. Don't quit your day job.
Lay it on
well, you gotta have a day job
shoulder.
To quit.
Really?
Really? All right.
We're talking about the world never went away, even though people think it did.
What? It never went away.
Do you realize how many crises we have right now in the world or in just in the U.S., you know, because I can't talk about the whole world because I don't live there. I just live like right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, our world's warped enough, you know, our news.
This is true.
Our news takes like, say, this is like how things are. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you take it how our news does it and they do it like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to concentrate on our country, not the whole world. Because then
just here in the U.S.
Back in the USSA.
USSA.
Yeah, United States sucks, America.
This is not the...
No, United States sucks, America is what I'm talking about. Right? That's what I was going for. I wanted you to question me so I could say that. The United States currently sucks, America. Okay, because I feel that way.
This coming, as of this recording, the day after 4th of July, it is the 5th of July.
And what happens in like 4 months?
4 months?
Yeah. Presidential elections.
Oh. I'm telling you, they're not going to happen. We're going to overthrow our government and the purge is going to be We're the purge is coming, people.
Oh, take Maybelline. Stock, take why stock can't you in be ammo. True? Oh, I'm Maybelline.
You, if you haven't seen the movies, movies come true.
All movies come true.
All movies come true.
But watch I was waiting
the first the first purge.
I was waiting for purge. Independence Day, you know, the
I know, right? That's it, that could be coming too.
Yeah, but I wanted to be like the guy
that might be
wanted,
after the purge.
I wanted to be Will Smith dragging the alien out of the ship and go,
welcome to Earth, bitch.
You know, my father passed away recently. But you know what my father taught me?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. But you know what my father taught me?
What? That you got a good guy? He said, whoop.
My father taught me that I had to be a lady.
Dad fuel.
I see that.
It's almost empty, though.
Mine, too. Oh, no. But my father also.
Make up.
My father also taught me to protect myself. Never to let someone hit on me without punching back. And I might have learned that lesson a little too well.
Hey, wait. I hit on you.
I'm talking about punch me in the face.
Oh, punch you in the face.
You know, the kind of.
I didn't punch you in the face.
Nose might have been broken once or twice. Family trait. Look, breaking
this,
things.
This thing right here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been broke a couple of times myself.
Yeah, mine too.
Yay! Go team!
Go team! Anyway.
Anywho.
So talking about things that are wrong in the U.S. right now, we got like what? We got like, first of all, the U.S. economy has gone.
So
it started
so
out
hold on,
pretty
hold
good.
On, hold on, oh. hold on. All right. So we're talking about the world never went away. Okay.
Correct.
Which is a current. Is this currently up?
Yeah. No. You're talking about my blog.
Yeah. Is this,
oh, it's gonna be up by the time this is
okay,
up.
Okay. No. All right.
Okay.
So we're talking about a blog post that's on
Janet.
JanetMCCUE.com. I don't know why that just happens. I gotta do it.
I know.
So we're talking about a blog post that is on Chatting with Mama Janet.
That's me.
We will put a link in the show notes called The World Never Went Away.
Correct.
Okay. I just want people to be up to speed.
Yep.
And this is, by the way, welcome to 18 Wheel Talk, episode number 8.
I know.
Yes.
Yes.
We made it over the 7th episode hump.
Yes.
This is this is our first trial by video.
I know. Is it our first or is it our second?
No, this is our. Okay. We've done numerous videos to try to get things right.
This is true. So let's get on to this.
We got the lighting right.
So, yeah.
Without makeup.
I know.
My hair is in shambles. I had to put a hat on.
I do not want to talk about the whole no makeup.
I'm telling you.
Look, I have like no.
Oh, eyelashes. My God.
My eyes and my niece. My niece Sarah, when she was 4, my niece, rest in peace. When she was. I'm going to punch you.
Anyways, go ahead.
First time she saw me without makeup and really paid attention, she was about 4 years old. She looked at me and she says, Aunt Janet. And I said, yes, sweetie. And she goes, why is your face naked?
What?
Yeah, I know. she just had never really noticed me without
mascara.
It's
like all my nieces and, you know, when my nieces were young, they asked me, you know, where my hair was. And I'd say, what? My hair's gone. What do you mean my hair's gone?
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Last time I knew it was right here, and it's pink. They just kind of look at me like, you're crazy. Crazy Uncle Pat. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Uncle Dopey.
They
called me Uncle Dopey. Not because I was doped up.
No, but
much.
It's suitable.
Much.
It's a suitable name.
Yes.
So.
Anyways. Back to the
mind-blowing
world. The
events.
World never went away. The purge is coming. That's what we should name this. We should name this The Purge is Coming.
No, because I don't think it is. I really don't think it is yet.
I'm telling you, you heard it here first. 18 Wheel Talk, episode 8.
Okay, so we have COVID-19.
COVID.
We have thousands upon thousands in the U.S. getting sick. Getting ill and dying every day, which you can't really joke about that. It's true.
As of right now, as of yesterday, I believe there was 50,000 cases.
In what?
In the United States. yesterday, I believe, was reported. 50,000 cases statewide.
Oh, or, Arizona.
No. United States-wide.
There's a lot more than that.
I thought, no, in one day. It was 50,
oh, in one
yeah,
day.
One day, 50,000
okay.
cases.
I'm like,
yesterday.
There's a lot more than 50,000 cases,
honey. No, there was 50,000 cases okay. reported yesterday.
Correct.
Throughout all those states that are on the honor roll.
Yeah.
Arizona being one of them.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Okay, so if you just want to kind of briefly talk about everything, that's, or just want to talk about COVID, okay? So when it first came out, there was, you know, you started hearing about it like in China.
Yep.
And everyone said, oh, this won't hit us. It's going to hit the rest of the world maybe, but not us.
No.
And
no,
then
never.
Beginning March, you know, people were saying, you know, they were all panicky. And many were saying things like, oh, it might hit. Finally, they were like, it might hit New York City or maybe L.A., but not where I live. You know, they were wrong, you know, and sadly so. But, you know, COVID-19 hit everywhere. It hit small cities. It hit towns. It hit big cities. Cities like Seattle. Remember when Seattle got hit? It was like, oh, my God, it hit Seattle so hard, mm-hmm. you know. You see where I'm talking about, babe?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, it went from being, first it was coronavirus, then it was coronavirus 19, then it was finally COVID-19. Now people just say the COVID.
The COVID.
You know, the COVID.
I call it the virus. I hear somebody go, I go, oh no, you got the virus. Get away.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you don't have a dash cam in your semi, and you went and spent all that money on it, do you really think that you and your truck are protected against John Q. Public? We don't. That is why we recommend Rexing USA cameras and equipment. Whatever it is you are looking for, whether it be a dash cam, a body cam, a trail cam, or similar, they probably have it.
Nearly every new vehicle coming out has a dash cam, and there is a reason for it. Litigation. Yes, welcome to America, the land of litigation. So the best thing you can do is to protect what you own with video and pictures.
And their dash cams, boy, let me tell you, their cams do a lot. They have 170-degree ultra-wide-angle lenses that will automatically lock in the last video if it feels a vibration from an accident. It has a supercapacitor battery backup that is better than lithium for extreme heat or cold. Add in loop recording, a mobile app, and parking monitoring, and more.
And yes, now you have a really great package for this company of cameras. So come on, check it out at 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam. That's 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam.
Well, you put your hand up and you see all sorts of masks, and now they're talking about these shields. Maybe people should be wearing these shields. And you see it's, people wearing everything from
it's ridiculous
N95 masks to homemade masks
yeah.
to the
a
little
sheer piece of
paper
cloth.
Masks to nylons over their
yeah,
face.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, and scarves. I'm okay with people that wear like a handkerchief, you know, biker type scarf.
Yeah, yep,
it's
yep.
several layers, and you can buy those in the truck stop now that it looks like a handkerchief.
Uh-huh.
Like, say, we wear when we ride bike, mm-hmm. but it's got a pocket for a filter. Those are really cool. I like the way they look.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and some of them, you can either do the tie style, or some of them have the ear hoops in them, too.
Oh,
I was looking at them when I drove cross country to be with my family.
Yes.
And I was like, well, yes, when my father passed.
When your father passed, yes.
I'm like, well, that's a really good idea. Someone was on the ball, because not everyone wants this big black face covering that does like this. And so then there's people that say we shouldn't wear a mask, because people say, well, I shouldn't wear a mask because it increases CO2 into my body. That's been proven wrong. Okay. They already proved that that's a lie.
You're not going to die from the little bit you're inhaling. Come on.
And
please.
People are getting out and moving around, because everyone knows this is a big hoax. The man is pulling a hoax on us, and COVID doesn't exist.
I believe it exists. I think what happened was that I'm the conspiracy guy.
Oh, I know.
All right. I'm the one that says that they planned this. They released it. And it got out of control. That's my theory. It got out of control, and now it's running rampant, and they're scrambling to come up. They shouldn't have been as bad as it was, because then they would have been able to come up with a virus faster. But now it's so rampant that they're like freaking out.
True, but there's also people. There's also
Patrick. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's also people that say it doesn't even exist, that people are simply getting the flu, and that every single person that goes to the hospital is being listed as having COVID-19, and every single death in the hospital is being listed as COVID-19. Meanwhile, you have doctors, nurses aides, CNAs. Uh-huh. CNAs, man, people talk about doctors and nurses. CNAs are right on top of every single patient.
They're on the front line.
You have people like you who deliver to the back door of the hospital. Yep. You pick up hazmat, medical waste. You deliver the buckets and the containers that it gets put in.
Yep.
You're essential worker.
I'm an essential worker.
In and out of hospitals.
I don't get paid hazardous pay because my job is already
essential.
Classified as, I'm just doing my job.
Yes.
Because they're, from what I've heard through my
employer,
CDC's, announcements and everything that we get, this is just a flu strain that's 10 times powerful than the flu strain itself. It's a version of the flu.
Yes.
That's what we were told. That's how we're processing it. Before it was, oh my God, put it in a box so it can be incinerated. Oh my God, ooh, put a big C on it. And the day that came out, that went away. And then it took
us. Yeah, now they're treating it like the flu in terms of the incineration.
But it took us weeks to recoup all those boxes that had to go out right away and tell everybody, don't do that. Just put it in the barrel like normal.
Okay, so let's get off of that. So you get to the people that thought this was a big hoax, okay?
Yeah.
And they didn't believe the numbers of people that they saw dying on TV. They didn't believe the numbers of people that they saw getting sick on TV.
Right, because news has been so hyped up fake that people
don't believe anything.
Exactly. I'm starting to not believe the news. I mean, there are some news stories that I feel are real. But there are just some that you go, oh, not again.
But then people started going out more, started socializing more. Bars were super crowded. They opened things up really fast and bars got super crowded. Let me finish. Bars got super crowded. Malls got super crowded. Yes, malls still exist in big cities. Yeah. Open malls got super crowded. Shopping centers, Walmart, and I'm not picking on Walmart, but Walmart, Target, all the big box stores.
Those were essential stores because a lot of them sell groceries now.
All of the places got super busy is what I'm trying to say. So people were out socializing again. When people get out of their houses again, crime goes up. This is where I'm going with this. Crime went up. Crime went up. Cops got busy. People quit being, I love everybody because everybody's in this together. We're one big race of humanity. Rah, rah, re. Kick him in the knee. Rah, rah, rest. Kick him in the other knee. Anyway, people quit being one big happy race.
Ruck 'em, get that ball and really fight.
Yes. People quit being one big happy family of us against the virus. Then it became us against you. It became the police that were bad became worse again.
Yes.
The ones that were already bad became worse again.
Uh-huh.
You had the us against the man thing happening again. You had bad cops getting bad. You had criminal minded people that had stopped robbing, stopped beating people up
because they were
home beating up their spouses and their children and their friends. And it wasn't being called in because of the virus. Now they're out in public doing this again, and the cops are being called, and cops are doing the wrong thing. Not all of them. By no means were all the cops doing the wrong thing, but there were some bad apples doing the wrong thing, and attitudes got warped again. on both sides of the law. Uh-huh. Some police had a really bad attitude. Some other people that were committing crimes had a really bad attitude. I mean, they're committing crimes, so of course it's a bad attitude. Okay. So it was no longer us against the virus. It was once again the thing of color, money, and society. If you had money or the right skin color, you can get the medical PPE, the testing, the doctor's care, the private rooms, everything you needed to survive.
Right.
If you were the wrong color, if you were the wrong, even if you were white, okay, I'm just going to say it. If you were white, but
if you're eggshell.
If you were white and the wrong income bracket or the wrong insurance or lived in the wrong neighborhood.
Right, I was going to say the wrong neighborhood.
Your survival rate went down. Like people that live
in. That is so unfair.
White people that say live in a poor neighborhood in Central Phoenix do not have and have bad insurance or state insurance. They don't have the same survival rate as people that live, say, in North Scottsdale that have the best insurance. That's what I'm talking about. And it's not because the medical staff weren't trying. They were understaffed, under-equipped, tired, and getting sick themselves.
True.
So you have normal, then you have normal people dying for normal reasons, you know?
Normal reasons.
Yeah, you know,
this is an abnormal.
Normal reasons. My father did not die of COVID-19.
No,
my
he did not.
Father fell and broke his neck, which is an odd accident.
Yes, even for him.
He was extremely active and he fell, broke his neck, was paralyzed, and died.
Yes.
I hate saying it that way, putting it out there.
Well, he didn't.
But it happened.
He didn't die like that.
It took months.
He fell in March. And passed away
June 26th. Yes.
So
a friend of ours, her father died of Alzheimer's. It didn't happen instantly, but
no,
it happened.
It happened.
Okay. Another friend died of cancer. Okay. People die. People die in car accidents. We've seen it happen. Mm-hmm. Work-related accidents. So life goes on and life stops. Heart attacks, cancer, Alzheimer's, complications from surgery. Horrible things were still happening and surgeries still had, you know, there were some surgeries like if you needed carpal tunnel surgery, it could be put off. If you needed heart surgery, they're still doing it.
Right.
You know,
you
that's
prostate,
what I
was, prostate surgery.
Depends on how bad it is. Okay. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to like the medical side of this. You know, but then if you go back and you talk about the racism, the being brought to the forefront, you know, it's been brought to the.
What are they calling it? The systemic racism?
I believe so. If you go back to the forefront, or racism being brought back to the forefront, like it was or never has been. In my lifetime, more so than any time I can ever remember, peaceful protests being blurred by riots because they say they're in the name of the protests, you know?
No, I don't believe it.
The rioters that destroyed Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall and all the small mom and pop businesses around it.
Yep.
They had nothing to do with the peaceful protests in downtown Phoenix. Apples to pineapples.
No. It was Apple Store to AT&T Store because they got the Apple phone and then went to AT&T for service.
Yeah, except they destroyed both stores and then they destroyed the mom and pop restaurant down the road just because it was there.
Yeah,
you know, because that's what you do. And then you go steal cars, not just off the brand new car lot, the Mercedes Benz, you go steal cars off the used car lot that's got 10 cars on it because the guy's struggling and that's his way of making a living and feeding his family, but he's easier to break into. So you steal his cars too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel, Janet.
I support the peaceful protests.
All right. Now, I saw the video of the Floyd incident.
Yes.
Okay. I agree. It was a little excessive.
Yes.
But I don't agree with everything that's been going on. I agree with the peaceful protesting because you're right. The police don't need to be defunded, though. They need to be retrained. to not use that move. It has to be done to where that specific move is no longer being trained because it's a, you know.
Yes.
It's a questionable move. It's an effective move, but the way it was used in the Floyd incident was extreme.
Oh, God, yes. And you can say it's an effective move because we saw that move used recently.
Recently. Well, I per se did not actually see it. I heard that it was used. It
but
was
for
used,
2 seconds.
It was used to put handcuffs on a gentleman, and then they stood him straight up and walked him away. That was it. That was how fast it was really quick.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So, you say you like tools. Now, are we talking about normal people like them or Tim the Toolman Taylor like them? Because if you're like the two of us, it is definitely in the Tim the Toolman Taylor's range. I have never been bored when shopping for tools.
So, here's what you do. Head on over to 18wheeltalk.com/JBTools. It will take you to their site, which will normally give you a discount, a chance in a giveaway, join the rewards club, or something really great like that.
Then start browsing to your heart's delight. Whether you're looking for power tools, hand tools, 25-ton jack stands, or gardening tools, they have got you covered.
So take a few minutes to follow the link, 18wheeltalk.com/JBTools, and jewel over a few tools while you're there.
And whether the knee was on the neck or the shoulders, you couldn't tell.
Right. Not from my angle.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's always going to be a question as to, you know, a police officer, are they overstepping their bounds? Are they using too much force? But you have to look at it from their point of view, though. In my eyes, you got to look at it from a policeman's point of view. Is they're 90% of the time they're coming into a situation with blinders on. They don't know. They know what possibly is going on.
Yeah.
But they don't know if there's guns involved. They don't know if they're hyped up on crack, amphetamines. They're speeding their ass off. You know what I mean? I don't blame police for coming in and being, you know, overprotective.
The policeman that came to our neighborhood,
yep,
the call was for armed and dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I figured it was armed and dangerous because of the way they came in.
Oh, I saw them get out of the car. I was like, holy.
You know, they came in guns blazing.
Yeah, well, blazing means they were shooting.
Well, they
guns
came in
pulled.
Guns drawn.
Yes, guns drawn.
And it didn't escalate.
Nope.
It was quick and easy, in and out.
And the man that they were looking for, as soon as the officer said, get down on the ground, he
dropped like a pancake.
He dropped down to the ground, spread his arms and legs, and he did everything the officer said. He was handcuffed immediately, stood up immediately. They did not rough him up. They did not do anything wrong.
They asked him where the weapon was.
Yes.
And he flat out denied having any weapon on him. And he said it, I heard him say it at least 4 times.
Yes.
That he didn't have a weapon. And the cop said, okay. And then that was when they handcuffed him, and then they searched him.
Yeah. He showed them his phone.
Yeah, that was it. That was all he had. He had a cell phone.
Yeah, he had a big black cell phone, yeah. And someone obviously said weapon, and they made sure, but they were told weapon.
Yeah,
and they searched him. He cooperated. He was not injured, bruised, nothing.
But like I said, I agree that we need to protest.
Yes,
you know,
we need to make change.
But to destroy monuments that are from our history, our United States of America history.
That was your microphone. Careful there.
But to destroy those and have them taken down, to me, is wrong because, A, it's history. That's what it's called. That's why it's called history. It's look at where we were and then make changes to see where we are today. Okay?
You know, I've thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
So they took all these monuments down because
still in the process. I don't think they took them all down because I think the justice system stepping in and saying, no, this is our history you're destroying. No,
they've been taking them down. Some of them have already been pulled.
Okay, yeah, and that I know. Sorry, I'm just agreeing with you.
They're taking the monuments down.
Yeah.
But rather than take them down and throw them in storage or destroy them, paint them, smash them, as some of them have done, I thought, and I've thought about this a lot, they should either put them in a museum or leave them up. I like the idea of putting them in a museum and putting some sort of engraved sign or sign in front of them stating, for instance, this is a monument that was dedicated to, say, Samuel Jackson. This is why it was dedicated to Samuel Jackson.
Right.
And then underneath that put, and this is why it was removed. Because we as a people have, because we as a people have learned from our history and changed our history.
Right.
Not changed our history, changed our future.
Right. Well, like I said, it's
but
like
it's still part of our history.
But they're trying to change our history.
I know, that, but
I mean,
I just think that's an option.
They're not trying to change it. They're trying to wipe it out.
But I just
I think they're trying to wipe it out. And I don't feel that it's right. These things happen to get us to where we are today. Otherwise, we'd still be 13 fucking states. We wouldn't be 50 goddamn United States, you know. We wouldn't have Alaska. We wouldn't have Hawaii.
We wouldn't have Arizona.
Exactly. We, you know, Arizona would still be a goddamn territory. Like I said, it's you're wiping out history for what? For what? Because somebody put a white cop put a knee on a black man. So let's wipe out our fucking history.
Well,
because it had to do with slavery. Fuck you, it did. It had nothing to do with fucking slavery at all.
Okay.
It never had anything to do with slavery.
So first of all, a white cop put his knee on a black man's neck, and the black man did die unjustly, and the white cop is being
punished. Yeah, I agree.
And
he should be.
Correct. I totally agree, and I also believe that there's a higher percentage of black people that are punished compared to white population.
I agree.
Not
we got to change it.
For every 100 black people, their percentage of blacks in jail or punished is higher than for every 100 white people. Okay, that's what I look at it as, based on that percentage. It's higher, okay?
Okay.
And you add in Asian, you add in Hispanic, you have to add in everything. The percentages are higher for them.
Okay.
So it does need change. The system needs change.
Yeah.
And it's going to take people getting out there and saying it.
Right, exactly.
And it's going to take
peaceful protesting.
Peaceful protesting.
Not defunding.
But I also
police.
Believe that people need to get over the past and talking. I don't want to talk about what happened in the 1920s. I have a friend, Olga. Olga lived through concentration camps. She lived through.
Oh, okay.
She was in Europe during the concentration camps.
Yep.
Her family was Jewish and put in a concentration camp when she was a child, and she lost several siblings.
Yep.
She's my friend. She speaks German. She speaks French. She speaks English. She's so funny. I love her, but she doesn't hold that against the German people.
Right.
She doesn't say, I hate all Germans because she doesn't hate all what blonde-haired blue. If she hated blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, I'd be in real trouble. But her and I actually have sat on her porch swing for hours and discussed history and how her people, her words, how her people learned
her
from their history.
Because she's Jewish.
Yes. How they learned from their history and learned to forgive and move on. And yes, she's got that tattoo that reminds her that that's where she came from. But even though she was one of the people that survived the death camp.
Right.
She went back and toured it.
A lot of people that were in those camps did go back and tour it.
She took her children. Her son and her daughter, she took her husband and her children back, and they went through and toured. And she said, this was where I was as a child. This is where I lost my siblings, just to show her children. And her daughter got really angry. And she told her daughter, no, don't get angry, because this made me a stronger person and gave me the beliefs that I have.
Look at where
look
we
at how far we've come since then.
Exactly. And that's
what I think we need to do is what I'm saying. And
see, now when I grew up, okay, now I have what's called alopecia. I can't grow hair.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have eyebrows. I don't have a mustache. I can't grow hair on my head. Now, being that being said, I've been bald since the age of 15. I'm almost 50. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I thought you were 27.
I was 27 yesterday.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Driver, if you haven't tried any of Mother Trucker Yoga's products, have we got news for you. The news is you are missing out on some great products that really do work. So you're probably sore from a long day and just don't know where to even start looking, right?
Well, driver, stop right there. You don't have to wonder anymore. These products were all designed with the professional truck driver in mind. And the Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream is 100% natural. As in, all the junk that you don't need on your body is not in it. It is paraben-free, gluten-free, sulfate-free, and artificial dye-free.
Probably made right here in the USA. Road-tested, trucker-approved.
It relieves sore muscles, soothes pain and inflammation from bee stings and insect bites. It calms that back pain from driving those long, hard roads. Helps alleviate foot pain, helps reduce wrist pain, elbow pain, and stiffness in the neck and shoulders from poor sleep or overuse.
In other words, if your body is feeling bruised and bumped up from that ever-intensive truck driver life, then Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream is the answer to what you are asking. Just ask the crew at A&E Shipping Wars. They will let you know.
So, go to 18wheeltalk.com/resources and look for Mother Trucker Yoga to find this and many more great products.
Oh, I thought he was 27. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I lied. A little, kind of. Anyways, back to my story.
Sorry. My bad.
I grew up in the age of the neo-Nazi skinheads, okay? I am not a neo-Nazi skinhead. I was 15 when I went bald. I didn't have any tattoos. Now I'm a white man with no hair with tattoos.
Yeah, like so 27 or
so.
28?
Now I have to tiptoe around because I don't want to be labeled as a skinhead or a white power supremacist. You know, it's not
a white
me.
Supremacist.
Yeah.
He's not a white supremacist.
I'm a white guy. I'm an old white guy truck driver. I mean,
and one of our best friends that we talk to every single day is an old black guy that's right here. And oh, we can't even repeat the things that go on between these two. They are not fit for air.
Well, they are. I mean, if he was on air, he could sit right here and talk to me. We had a debate on everything that was going on, and we agreed and we disagreed. And it was a friendly debate.
I would never air it.
No. But like I said, it was a friendly debate. You know, it's like when I grew up, it wasn't, you know, oh, here's my black friend George, or my Mexican friend, you know, Raul.
Well,
no,
I didn't.
You know what I mean?
But that being said, I didn't even say, oh, here's my redheaded friend, yeah, Patty, or exactly. Here's my blonde friend, Chrissy. It was
right.
Just, oh, I'm friends with her.
Exactly.
And then
that's
if someone said, could you describe her? Well, she's shorter than me, and she has blonde hair and blue eyes.
Right.
Chrissy. Or she's...
Let that explain half the class.
she's a lot shorter than me, and she has red hair and freckles.
Right.
Patty.
Yeah, like anybody, if you don't... You go to where I went to school with and said, all right, who's the one bald kid that you went to school with?
You.
Everybody knew who I was because I was the only kid in high school that actually had no hair. And it wasn't because I was deathly ill. It was it's an immune disorder. My immune system attacks my hair follicles from last I knew anyways. That's what
I wish my immune system would attack my fat. I'm just saying.
Where?
Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
You just went into left field.
I know.
You went into left field. You know, get back on topic.
I'm
but
sorry.
Anyways,
my bad.
I didn't judge people by the color of their skin. I wasn't raised that way, you know?
Neither one of us were. And talking to people, I talked to people.
People make this out to be a
black and white thing.
And my theory on that is when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, I know it's a tippy-toe subject. I loved Colin Kaepernick. I'm saying it right here. I thought Colin Kaepernick was going to be the next Brady, okay, in football.
Me too.
He had a celebrity status, and I thought that he could have taken his systemic racism or whatever he was preaching and took it outside of the football game and put it up there.
He could have moved mountains.
He could have made it into something bigger than it was. Instead, it wound up, he took a knee, it became a black and white thing.
And it became a
he's disrespecting the United States.
He's disrespecting veterans. And he's disrespecting.
Exactly.
And that wasn't the point he was trying to make.
Exactly. Now, I've talked to many veterans and they said, hey, you know what? I fought for this country. He had that right.
Yes.
And I agree. He did. He had that right. That's his right for being in the United States of America.
That doesn't mean I agree with what he did. He has the right.
He has
the
right.
I'm a veteran. He has that right, but I disagree with what he did.
I've told this to many, many people that I felt he had a celebrity status. He was in the game long enough to have that, you know, following.
Yes.
And if he'd have said, went to other teams and said, hey man, I'm looking to do this, I'm looking to do that, and I'm going out into my community and I think you should do the same, you know, with all his friends in the National Football League, I think he would have moved I think he could have moved the Rocky Mountains, to be honest with you.
I agree.
He could have set them right next to the Mississippi. That's how powerful I think his message could have gotten. But instead it went sideways and it went against what he was really out to do. I understand what he was trying to do, you know, and I believe that it needs to change.
I do too, but okay.
But I believe he did it on the wrong platform. That's my opinion, and that's just my opinion. That's just how I feel about that.
But I also believe that as a nation, we seem to be hell-bent on destroying our nation instead of healing it.
I agree.
And we need to look at...
It's ridiculous that it's happening because... Like I said, it wound up being a black and white issue.
And take a WUSA. Imagine if the nation, and by the nation, I mean all the people, not the government. I don't want to talk about the government.
Oh, They're getting thrown over anyways.
Okay. Imagine if all the people that lived here, okay,
yep,
looked at the crisis as not as a black and white thing or as a rich and poor thing, but as a me and my family and a friends thing. Just started going back to the basics. It started happening when COVID-19 first came out. People started taking care of their neighbors. People started paying attention, learning their neighbors' names.
Exactly.
And I'm not trying to say, oh, we're so great, but I was walking our pugs down by the lake when all this stuff first happened, and we saw some neighbors, and Kyle was with me. And we saw some neighbors, and they were really kind of down and out. And I'm like, hey, Jimmy and Lenore, I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, we're actually out of toilet paper. She goes, we're on our last box of Kleenex.
Yeah, right.
And
because they happened to be out of town when things got shut down. So they come into town like, what's going on?
Because she was finally healthy enough to travel. Yeah, so they were out of town on vacation that they had been planning for over a year. They get back and the world had shut down while they were on vacation. So they were lucky to have food.
World went to hell in a hay basket.
And they didn't, they were just like, well, who stocks up the refrigerator and pantry and everything while they're on vacation? Nobody.
Nobody.
So they get back and they get what they can and they're like, okay, well, we got the basics for food, so we're going to be able to eat. We're okay with
that. You should have told her I'll sell her 4 squares for a buck. 25 cents a square.
So they were sitting down by the lake and Kyle and I finished walking the pugs and I bagged up 4 rolls of toilet paper and
like gold.
I know. And that's what she said. And I ran it down to the lake and handed her
social distance
like this.
Yeah. Put it on a steak. Here, catch.
I tied it shut and I handed it and I'm like, tossed it to her. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. She says, I owe you so much. And then like 2 weeks later, we were at the grocery store. I was at the grocery store and I saw them again. And I was at the front of the line. They were at the back and it said, you can only take so many toilet paper. So I took an extra.
Uh-oh.
People were really mad. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And then they got dumped where they were towards the toilet paper. And it was empty. And I had circled around back. I'm like, oh, look, I didn't see the sign that said I could only take 2. This must be for you.
Yeah.
Because you take care of your friends and neighbors, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the same day that the grocery store let in a bunch of medical workers. And the manager was walking around looking for people that had, quote, extra. And I just handed him one. I'm like, here, take take an extra box of Kleenex, take an extra package of toilet paper, you know. But it's just because you take care of people. I don't like people because of their race or religion. I just like you for who you are. If you're nice, exactly. I like it. If you're not, go away.
Exactly. I don't give a shit what color your skin is. Yeah. I really don't. I don't care. I went from being a minority.
No, a majority to a minority.
A majority, yes.
A majority in New York.
I was a majority in New York because it's, let's face it. New York's a majority.
Upstate.
Upstate New York, yes. Suburbia is predominantly a white area.
Where we lived,
that's
yes.
where I lived. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for the color of my skin. I was made this way. I can't apologize.
I won't. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
I'm not going to apologize to anybody because my skin's this color. I decorated it a little bit because I can.
I live
in the United States.
And I like looking in the mirror and seeing my mom. And I like looking at you and seeing your dad.
You know,
it's that easy.
Exactly. Exactly. But I went from upstate suburban New York.
Majority.
To where I was a majority to Phoenix, Arizona, to where I'm a minority because I work with Hispanics. I work with blacks. I work with there's a couple of Oriental people that I work with.
And I love them all.
Do we look at each other cross-eyed sometimes? Yeah, of course we do. When you see the same face all day, it's like, oh God, you're fucking ugly. Get out of here. I mean, I'm a truck driver. Truck drivers bust each other's balls, and we don't give a shit what color our skin is.
And do you know what I love?
There's a black guy there that everybody calls him Mr. White.
Do you know what I love?
It was funny because he's a black guy, and he comes to me and says, hey, man, I want you to turn me white. And I said, why? I said, because I just want good credit. Well, you know what my answer was to that, right?
What?
I said, dude, you already got a black card, man. What do you mean? I mean, that's the kind of jokes that we do. It was a funny joke. We all had a laugh. It was like nothing to us. We don't see skin color.
Well, and you guys don't see sex either. And no. I hate to say it that way because I'm an ex-truck driver. And when I walk in, I've walked in there in a dress and high heels. Everybody busting each other balls. And they do that. And I don't remember who it was. Someone started giving me crap and I gave it right back.
Oh, you dished it right back and left him speechless.
And
he just looked at me
and Rambo looked at me and then looked at the guy.
Like, who's that?
And he's like,
oh, that's Janet.
ex-truck driver and a veteran.
Yeah. Oh, that's Janet. That's just Janet.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, got her back. She got my back.
Oh man, that was just that was priceless. Just the look at his face was like,
oh shit.
I just got dissed by a girl.
Yeah, that was so funny. But you know what? I don't know anybody. I can't name one single person whose entire circle of family and friends is one race, one religion, one sex. Add to that. Has entirely say one sexual preference.
Yeah.
Like I have.
You look at your family, you look at my family. There's a diverse mix. There's a diverse of skin color. There's a diverse of sexuality. There's a diverse
of everything.
Everything in both our families.
Families, and then you add friends, and it just gets even further out.
I don't care. You know, to each his own, really.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it's like, don't preach to me your religion because I don't care. You know, I don't give a shit. To me, my skin color is my religion. It's just white guy and I'm almost 50 and I'm at that age to where, you know what? I don't give a shit.
And anymore. I always joke really that don't. I'm the whitest chick on earth.
You're transparent.
I know. And you talk about religion, and really, let's be honest, I'm the religious person.
Yes.
I'm the one that. You know, like I've got my mom's rosary. I've got her little hand Bible that she kept with her. My brother has the family Bible, but I've got her hand Bible, her pocketbook Bible.
Yep.
And I know that religion is one of those really touchy subjects.
It is. It's one of those things that there's two things on this podcast that I really don't like talking about. Okay.
Religion and politics.
Religion and politics, because it's a battle no matter who you talk to about it. So I try to keep, you know, I like us to try to keep it that way, but it's like, this is the type of subject that we have, you know, because of everything going on, it does come up. Politics come up. Religion comes up.
Okay.
Skin color comes up.
Okay, but let me just say this. We're talking about touchy subjects. The subject we're talking about is touchy.
It is.
I say, look at a person and say, can we get past the past, learn from it, not repeat our mistakes, grow
totally
as a society.
Agree. I totally
Why
agree.
Should I be punished for something that someone did to another person over 150 years ago?
I agree.
Do you know that slavery was ended in 1865?
Yep. Hey, okay. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves?
Yes.
Did you know that that there are people protesting to have his statue taken down?
Yes. And
because he was a slave owner.
Well, and also because...
Which makes no sense, though.
I didn't...
It makes no sense.
And also because one of the statues is of him freeing the slaves, and it has a former slave kneeling.
Well, see, now I can understand that. That might be a little questionable. But
because
I was told that the Lincoln Memorial Library Monument, him sitting there in the big chair...
They want to take that down.
That's... Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
They want to take down Washington and Jefferson
it's
also.
It's the library. It's the National Library. You want to take that statue down.
Okay, but if they're going to do this,
give me a break.
Next they're going to be talking about, well, learn from the past. We learned from child labor.
Yep.
Child labor was outlawed in 1938.
It still happens.
Over 80 years ago.
But it still happens.
Okay, but I'm talking about you can employ a family member.
Yes.
You cannot overwork someone you're not. You can overwork a family member,
yeah,
too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, like, say Kyle.
Yep.
Could not go out and get a job when he was 10 years old.
No.
At the grocery store and work a 50-hour work week.
No.
That's against child labor laws.
They look at him like, I'm sorry, kid.
That's one of the things where we actually learned from our past.
Yep.
And we've gotten past the past. Okay.
If we could
do it with child labor, why can't we do it and quit talking about it with other subjects like religion, politics, and slavery?
Right. Well, I know one thing, Janet. Hmm. You and I did not start slavery.
I know that.
And I don't condone it.
Absolutely, I do not.
And I agree that it needs to, you know, racism needs to end.
Absolutely.
You know, it's going to take a lot of effort on a lot of people.
And white people need to be comfortable talking about
it. Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. You know, I'll have a debate with anybody.
One of my brothers, this is like the touchiest subject in the world in my family.
Well, like I
because
said, it's...
Let me, his wife.
Yep.
Her father's Filipino.
Yep.
Her mother's from, I always get it wrong, either North Carolina or South Carolina. Okay, I'm not going to say
names. I think
it's
North Carolina.
I think so, too. Yeah. But I always get it wrong. I love her to death. I do. And I love all my brothers and all their wives. Okay. I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't care where she's from. She's beautiful.
You just love her hair. That's all.
I just love her hair. It's so, her hair is so thick and luscious. Yes, I love her hair. And I love her. She's so sweet. She's perfect for my brother. That's all I care. They make each other happy.
Like I said, I don't care on skin color,
but
hair color,
I don't
body
either.
Style. I really don't give a shit.
I don't. And it's like one of your nieces is married to a girl.
Yep.
I
love her to death.
Love her to death. Don't care about her skin color, background, nothing.
My nephew growing up was back and forth.
Yeah.
He wasn't sure. He was like, I don't know which way I want to go.
Yeah.
And now he's married.
To a beautiful young lady.
Yep. So.
And then we've got, I don't know, I consider him your nephew who's married. Are they married to a guy?
Who?
They just bought a house.
I don't know.
I don't know if they're married or not, but they've been living together forever.
Who that?
Oh my God, I can't think of his name.
Teddy Bear?
Well, Teddy Bear's ex.
Teddy Bear's ex.
Teddy Bear's always over there hanging out with him.
Teddy? Nick?
Yeah, him.
Nick?
Yeah. He's got a guy. He's not living with Teddy Bear.
I don't know.
I don't know if they're married or not. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I don't know, but he was a friend of my nephew's.
Yeah, and
that's how I met him.
Yeah, that's how I met him too. But I just consider him almost like a nephew because I still care about him that way.
It's like he's part of the family.
And then a guy that I consider my brother because I've known him since I was 20, so 9 years, 1982.
Wait a minute.
Anyway,
you told me you were 29.
I am 29. His son.
You're older than that.
His son, my nephew. His son, my nephew.
Uh-huh. Spit it out.
His current boyfriend, they've been together for a few years.
Okay.
I've known that he's gay for, I don't know, probably since he was 10.
Hey, the way I look,
don't care. I love him to pieces. My nephew, my sister's son, is gay. I've known that forever. I don't care. Love him to pieces.
It doesn't matter the color of your skin, your sexuality, because in reality, if you get cut, we all bleed red.
Yeah. So here's what I found.
Unless
amazing.
You're an alien, then it might be blue or green.
On the subject of that, so I don't care about skin color, sexual preference, or religion or anything. I've gone to all sorts of churches with friends, and I've enjoyed all of them. Uh-huh. So people say you can't learn, and because people older can't learn. But here's what's amazing. My father,
yep,
who I just love so much.
God rest his soul.
Yep. May he rest in peace. Someday my mom will quit arguing with him, but that's okay.
No. That can of worms just got open.
Yeah, but anyway, last fall, my father asked me how my nephew, who's gay, was doing. And I said, Dad, I said, he looks better than he has in over a decade.
Yep.
And my dad says, really? And I said, yeah. He says, well, do you have a picture? And I said, I can get you one. So I called my nephew, and my nephew sent me a picture, and I sent it to my dad, and my dad had it printed off. And my dad started calling my nephew, which is amazing because my dad has not spoken to my nephew in 15 years.
Now, your dad is what?
Was 92 when he died.
But he was probably 90, 91 when you did that, right?
91 when I did that.
So he's an honor old.
Oh, yeah, because I had been every time I spoke to my dad, which was at least 3 times a week, I would tell him, I'd update him on all his grandchildren, my sister's children, and how they were doing, just because that's who I am. And I'd tell him if I spoke to my brothers and any nieces or nephews I spoke to, and because I just felt it was important to keep the family together, and I still do. Uh-huh. And I'd always mention my nephew. And then finally he started asking, well, how's he really doing? So then I sent him the picture, and he says, well, do you have his number? And I said, yes. And I said, did you want to call him? And he says, yes. I said, well, let me call him first, because he's like you. He doesn't take calls from numbers he doesn't know. So I had to call my nephew and tell him, your grandpa's going to call you, and this is the number he's going to call you from, but you got to answer it. You can't let it go to voicemail, or this is like a one and done. You'll never hear from him again. Mm-hmm. So I hung up one phone, or I had him on one phone, then called my dad and said, okay, go ahead and call him. And then I hung up both phones. And then they started talking like last September, and this is July, and my father just passed away June 26th.
Yep.
And up until my dad's accident in March, they talked about once a week, which made me really happy because it brought joy to my dad.
Right.
To have his grandson back in his life.
Yep.
That picture that he printed off was on his nightstand, so he looked at him every day.
Every day.
So I have that picture, mm-hmm. and so when I'm putting together packets for all of my nieces and nephews and my sister's kids, and when I put together his package, it'll have that picture in it because it meant something to his grandfather to have a picture of him.
Nice.
So people can change, because one of the reasons that my father didn't like him early on was I have nothing to do with anyone who's gay.
Right.
And he changed.
And you also gotta think, you know, he was 91 at the time. So he grew up in that. Oh, no.
He was born in 1927. He grew up in an era where that was forbidden.
Yeah, it was forbidden. It was kept in the closet.
Oh, very much so.
It was, you don't speak of it. Otherwise you got, you know, I mean, lynched.
So he got past that. So if my father can get past that.
Right.
With his own grandchild.
Just imagine what
the world,
peaceful protesting can do to the world.
Yes. Just imagine if actual peaceful protesting. But so yesterday in Phoenix, there was 2 protests downtown Phoenix for 2 different reasons.
Okay.
The protesters met and had a minor clash, according to the news.
Uh-huh.
But also, according to the news, guns were drawn. Not between the police and the protesters.
Between.
Both peaceful protesters had weapons on them. Now, if they're peaceful,
it's their right. It's Second Amendment right. This is a right to bear arms, Steve.
Yes, but here's my point. If it's a peaceful protest, why did they bring weapons?
Exactly. Yeah.
That kind of negates
the peacefulness.
It's like,
that's in case something gets out of control.
Yeah, and so then
they were supporting Elmer Fudd.
No, because I support Elmer Fudd, too, and his right to bear arms.
He's a hunter. He needs a gun.
But if they took the guns out of Elmer Fudd, they need to take the guns off of all video games. Get rid of them. Yeah, I said it. People are arguing Elmer Fudd and those video games are teaching people, kids like Kyle.
Exactly.
They about are. All they're, those weapons.
They're teaching kids that watch cartoons who play video games. So if you're going to take it away from one, you should take it away from all.
I agree.
Okay. Do I think it's right? No. I think fucking Elmer Fudd needs his goddamn gun to hunt a goddamn fucking rabbit.
Yep.
Not a sickle, not a scythe, not a Grim Reaper tool. He's not the Grim fucking Reaper. He's Elmer goddamn Fudd.
So,
and Yosemite Sam is not a he's not a goddamn pirate.
He's a cowboy. So, the police got called.
Yep.
And the police came in and peacefully, without drawing weapons,
said cease and desist.
Put your weapons away. There's no cause. You go over there and you go over there.
You go to your corner. You go to your corner. Wait for the bell.
Basically, no, you go play in this corner and you go play in that corner.
Your sandbox is over there with the green flag and yours is over there with the red flag. Don't come out of your corners.
Pretty much. The police just kind of stood there.
We're having a sandcastle contest. Build me a sandcastle.
The police kind of stood there like this with their arms crossed and... You two stay in your own corners and you can both protest, but you can't come near each other and keep your weapons in your holsters.
Yeah. Central Avenue is the line. Don't cross it.
Yeah, pretty much. Which I just thought was pretty funny because it would never occur to me to bring a weapon to a peaceful protest. Right, yeah. If I'm going to riot.
If I'm rioting, oh, hell yeah. I'm shooting a window out so I can get in and it'll help a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it.
Come on. Yeah.
Both barrels.
Yeah. Hello.
So, yeah.
So, anyways, any in conclusion, the world went to hell in a hay basket.
No, I do want to bring one more thing up.
Okay, go ahead.
So, we were raised not to be racist. Okay?
At least I want to think that.
And I feel that way, too.
But sometimes in the news, though, after watching the news, I feel like I'm a racist.
No.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
The news makes me feel that way.
That's not where I was going with it, but
I'm just, I wanted to get my opinion out there.
I agree.
Okay, go ahead.
The news makes me feel that way too.
Okay.
But I belong to the, you know, I'm on Book of Face, as my dad used to call it.
You're on Insta Twitter Face.
Yeah, I'm on Insta Twitter Face, as I used to call it.
You're on all three of them.
And people that I grew up with in the same town, mm-hmm. in the same environment that I grew up in.
Just who, being the Midwest.
Yep, who I thought were pretty much the same as me, who lived even on the same block as I did, grew up and became racist. And it absolutely floors me to hear them, on one hand, preach the word of God and love all men equally and blah, blah, blah. And then on the other hand, this person must be sent to hell because of the color of their skin. And I'm like,
I don't believe it.
This hand and this hand cannot be on the same person. And I just cannot.
Right.
Yeah. You just can't have those two hands on the same body is the best way to put it. And I'm like, how did I know you all these 29 years? How have I known you all this time since we were in third grade or between second and third grade? How can I know you all these years and you turn out to be such a fucking racist? Yeah, I said it that way.
What?
I did.
You know, and like I said, when I went to school, the neo-Nazi skinheads were big. All right. Not that I'm bragging, but it didn't make me racist in school. I still had my friends in school. I still had everybody that I knew and everybody hated me because I covered it up with a wig. The day I stopped wearing it and showed my true self, people said, okay, that's you.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. You weren't ready, you know? And I wasn't. I wasn't ready because of everything that was going on. I was scared as hell. I was like, I don't want to be a skinhead, you know? So I covered it up.
Yeah, you got really good parents, though.
You know, it happened, and then the day I took it off, I wore a skull bandana over the top of my head to school, and everybody looked at me like, who's this badass?
That's my badass.
You know, it's like, the tattoos came after, so it's just.
But yeah, like I said, you would think that, and I grew up in a really small town, less than 3,000 people. The next town was 30 miles or 15 miles down the road.
It was a 5-mile hike to your neighbor's house. Are you kidding me?
No, not quite.
Oh, not quite. Well, there was at least a cornfield between you.
There was our street, and then you had to walk about half a mile to the next street.
At least that. There was a cornfield, maybe two.
We lived in a new neighborhood back then. Like I said, you had our street, and then you went to the main road and walked half a mile. There was another street, and then you went a mile and a half, and there's another road.
I told you.
Yeah, there was several. There was a cornfield out our backyard.
I told you.
Backyard fence, cornfields for miles.
Hello.
But if you cut through the cornfields and went about 3 miles, that's where our horses were.
It was clean and green. Hello.
Yeah, and that's where our horses were. You could go down to the end of the road and cut across railroad tracks, ride the motorcycles down the railroad tracks to get to the horses.
It was clean and green then.
Yeah.
Here now it's just, you know, hot and dirty.
Hot and brown.
It's hot and dirty, but it's all good.
My brother has horses. Yeah. But I don't get it.
I would love to have horses. We just don't have a place to put them.
I know. They're a lot of work. Imagine.
I know.
You got to be rich
enough. That's why we don't have horses.
You got to be rich enough to have someone that takes care of
them. You know what? Stop picking losing lottery numbers and start picking winners.
I thought you were supposed to pick the winners.
No. I drive a truck. You don't drive a truck. Your job is to pick not winning numbers. Your face is going to freeze.
My mom used to say that. Don't pout. Your face will freeze.
Your face will freeze like that. Anything else you want to say before we close out of this?
How do people hate?
Some people, it's real easy. Other people, it's real difficult.
You know, we're both divorced.
It really takes, you know, look, I don't hate my ex-wife.
You dislike her.
I dislike her. I dislike the way she treated and went about certain things.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't hate her. She's the mother of my child. You know, little bastard is.
He's my little bastard.
You know, he was mine first.
I know, but he's my little bitchy too. When he's a little bitchy, he's totally mine.
When he gets his boxers in a twist, he turns into a little bitchy. I don't deny that. But like I said, it takes a lot to really push me over that edge. I mean, when I was 15, 16, 17, 18, oh yeah, you can push that button all you want. I was a ball of fire, you know. But
weren't we all?
Now it's like, I mean, it really takes a lot.
Yeah, I haven't broken a nose in like 6 years.
I have.
I've calmed down.
I think I got my boxers in a twist, and that was like 4 years ago, and I took it out on one of the guys at work.
Yeah. my ex-husband.
But he pissed on me first, so I had to piss back.
I know.
It was a who's got a bigger swinging dick.
Yeah.
But I think I won, but I don't know.
But like my ex-husband, he hit me. He abused.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I don't hate him anymore. I never did hate him. I had such distaste for him. I have no hate in my heart.
Yeah. Like you said, it takes a lot.
I do love to break noses, though.
You like talking about pulling a gun out all the time.
Yeah, maybe. Just a little rock salt never hurt much.
Maybelline.
Why can't she be true? She is to me.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
On that note, we're going to get out of here.
Let me do a little finishing thing here.
Well, that's what I've been trying to get you to do. You just like keep going out left field. I got to reel you back.
Okay, here we go.
Finish it. Let's go.
I think that we as a people, united, put out the flames because the world went to hell, and we can build something greater from it, like a phoenix rising from the ashes. I wrote good. So let's stop burning. Poetic. Let's stop destroying, and let's stop trashing America because it's the only one we have. And I think we've done enough damage to our country in the past few months. I think we need to retrain the bad apples, the bad cops,
yes.
the bad whatever needs yep. retrained yep. or get rid of them.
Yep.
Punish the ones who need punished and let's move on, America, because the world never went away, but it is moving past us. And if we're not careful, China's going to own us.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel dirty now.
That's how I feel. That being said.
Later, taters.
Later, taters. Bye-bye now.
18 Wheel Talk. Thank you for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it. Be sure to stop by 18wheeltalk.com and check out all the affiliates mentioned in the program today. Remember, we're here coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Spark the revolution.
So tell me, Do you have one of those change buckets in your vehicle for fancy cafes?
Yeah.
And are you looking for a way to help support the show and just don't know how?
Well, we have great news for you. It is super easy and you can do it for as little as $3 a month. Yes, that's right, $3 a month. That means for the cost of a cup of coffee, you could support the show for a month. And if you order one of those foo-foo frappy thingamabobs with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkles on top, you could support the show for about 6 months.
Isn't that amazing? Saving you calories from that frappy thingamabob with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkled things on top and help out the show. What's not to like about that?
So to do so, just go to 18wheeltalk.com/support and you will see just how easy it is to support the show. And don't forget to pick out your fan emoji while you're there. That's 18wheeltalk.com/support.